Dakota.
Welcome back to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. After staging comedies for its first two productions, the South Dakota Shakespeare Festival is bringing one of the Bard's darkest tragedies to Prentice Park in Vermilion tomorrow through Sunday as part of the festival. Macbeth is a story of political ambition and the quest for power for its own sake. After receiving a prophecy from a trio of witches and being spurred to action by his wife, Scottish General Macbeth murders King Duncan and takes the throne for himself, but he's racked with guilt and paranoia as he and Lady Macbeth descend into madness. Chaya Gordon-Bland is an assistant professor of theater at USD and founding artistic director of the South Dakota Shakespeare. She also plays Lady Macbeth. She's with us here in our studios in Vermilion, and welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Also with us is guest director Dennis Turney, who was a company member at New York's American Globe Theater for 15 years, many, many years experience with Shakespeare. Thanks for joining the program.
Thank you so much.
Well, I'd like to start with you, Chaya. How did you go about deciding that you wanted to do Macbeth this year?
Well, as you mentioned, our first few years of the festival, we focused on really light, frothy, playful comedies because we're interested in really kind of welcoming people into Shakespeare in a very accessible way, since we know we're offering something to this part of the country that perhaps most of our audiences have not had a lot of experience with. But now that we're in our fourth year and our third production, we sort of felt like we were ready to plunge people into something a little bit darker and meatier and challenging in different kinds of ways. And we actually conducted a survey last summer to see what our audience wanted to see. And it was interesting, a lot of the requests that came in, but there was sort of an overwhelming amount of requests for Macbeth. It's a great play. It's a tight plot. It's fairly direct and accessible. Most people study it or read it at some point in their schooling or in education. And it's a very attractive play in its sort of darkness, if you will. So we are thrilled to be moving in this direction.
And Dennis Turney, how'd you get involved with the South Dakota Shakespeare Festival? How'd you get recruited to direct Macbeth?
It was a wonderful thing. I was just sort of running around Kerrville, Texas, and got an email one day from Chaya. And Chaya also has connections to American Globe in a way. John Basil, who was the artistic director of that company, she also had taken classes with him. And did you ever do a show with him?
No, but I worked as a teaching artist for the company right before I left the city.
Okay, yeah. Fantastic. So we kind of had a similar background in terms of the way that we had studied Shakespeare, which is a first folio approach. And so, and she's using first folio with these productions here at South Dakota Shakespeare Festival. So I think having someone from that background was very appealing to her. Similar way of working, and if you know John Basil, he's just a wonderful, wonderful man. There's a connection there that just kind of happens with people who've worked with John.
And when you say first folio, what do you mean?
First folio was basically the first full publication of all of Shakespeare's plays. It was put together in 1623 by two of his actors, John Heming and Henry Condell. And if we didn't have the first folio, it's very likely that we would not have every single play, because not every play had been put in the little single quarto editions. And what's special about the first folio is it really, because it was in the hands of the actors, it's really considered the acting editions of the plays. The punctuation in the first folio is quite different than any modern edition that you will see. So there's many clues in the folio for actors to be able to put the play together. And they would only be able to have 3 days, really, to rehearse a play and put it together. So there's so many clues in the punctuation. There's special words in the folio that are capitalized that we wouldn't capitalize just to say that's a really important word. There's also much more parentheses that you'll find in the folio as, oh, this is a special moment. So it's a very exciting script to work with.
Yeah, so it's interesting because when most people encounter Shakespeare, they're encountering it primarily through reading it as a piece of literature, and they're almost always encountering a modern edition of it that's been tidied up and cleaned up and corrected to abide by the rules of grammar and punctuation for modern English. But when Shakespeare was writing his plays, we were in the sort of the early modern phase of the English language, and those rules were not yet in place. And so Shakespeare was writing for actors in terms of giving them information about interpretation of the words and the language theatrically, as opposed to writing for readers who are sitting privately reading it. So it's a very different looking script, and it is a treasure trove for actors and directors.
And just as sort of a side note, the first folio is coming to Vermilion next year.
Yeah, it's very, very exciting. Professor Darlene Farabee from the English Department at USD has headed up the project, and we are hosting the first folio as part of the Folger Shakespeare Tour next year in 2016, and South Dakota Shakespeare Festival and USD Theater will both be part of that exhibit and experience.
Well, Dennis Turney, as Chaya was just mentioning that people wanted to see Macbeth, that was when they took the survey. I'm wondering what you think it is about this play in particular that resonates so strongly with people some 400 years after it was first produced, first written.
I think a lot of people really connect with the idea. I think a lot of people are very spiritual people. They have strong feelings about God, whatever your feeling might be about that. And this play deals with that quite a bit. It is about the supernatural forces that are at work on us and the choices that can be put before us to choose good or to choose bad. And our consciences are always at work, sometimes even in the smallest decisions that we make. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we can do something without thinking, and later I've done it, gone, wow, actually, I don't know if what I did there was the right thing. Maybe I need to go and talk to that person. So something as simple as that. So this is on a larger scale, but I think people relate to that. The supernatural aspect of this play is you have these witches, these weird women. And I believe my feeling is that these scenes were some of the most popular. We like ghosts and we like witches and we like these things. So Shakespeare put something in there that for great entertainment value. I think he was an expert at that, making his plays. You tend to think of, oh, he was this genius and he had these, but he was also very aware of selling tickets. And entertainment was a part of that. So much so that it is believed, and I tend to believe this, that there was an extra witch scene added to the play after Shakespeare's death from another play by Thomas Middleton called The Witch. Mm-hmm. Inserted into this play because I think the witches were so popular and people were demanding
more witches,
so they had an extra scene in there. And it's very interesting when we stage that scene because usually that scene gets cut a lot. Chaya did a wonderful thing by basically we're doing the whole play, which is really wonderful. It was wonderful for me because I've worked on this play before and you usually just cut things. It really does seem like from another play, but it's actually become a wonderful new thing that we've inserted into this in terms of just a mood. We've actually played that scene a little bit lighter. Hecate's kind of this diva, we've decided, mm-hmm. while the other witches are more haggish. So I think the entertainment of that supernatural, the ideas about the conscience, everybody can relate to that.
You're listening to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. We're talking with director Dennis Turney and the artistic director and founding artistic director of the South Dakota Shakespeare Festival, Chaya Gordon-Bland. And the South Dakota Shakespeare Festival is presenting Macbeth at Prentice Park in Vermilion, June 11th through 14th, tomorrow through Sunday. And Chaya, you get to play Lady Macbeth.
I do.
And this is one of the iconic roles in Shakespeare.
Yes, it's very exciting. It's very exciting. She takes an incredible journey through the play.
This must be a role that you relish.
Yes. And I've done a lot of directing for the last 5 to 7 years. I've really been, my training is as an actor and as a Shakespearean actor, but I've shifted a lot towards directing since I've entered into academia and teaching Shakespeare and directing Shakespeare and being the artistic leader for the company. So it's a real treat for me to be able to be back on stage and back inside the language, living inside of it, as opposed to sort of helping guide people through it from the outside. Oddly, it's a very joyful experience, even though Lady Macbeth probably lacks some joy.
Well, Dennis Turney, this is a production outside in a small town park. Do you think Shakespeare works well in sort of an outdoor situation like this?
I do. I worked with the Houston Shakespeare Festival for many years, and it's been 20 years since I've been part of an outdoor Shakespeare Festival, and I'm so grateful to be doing it again. It's different. There's certain elements such as lighting and other things that you think about that you're not going to be able to use. But it's amazing. We just went out there the first time 2 days ago and we've been rehearsing inside. It's amazing. We were just speaking about it, how well it translates outside. They've put this wonderful castle facade up there. And in the park, the actors can come from the back and have sort of long walks down through the aisles. And there's one scene where the crew is actually, the king and his crew are actually approaching the castle, looking at it, and it's amazing how real that seems. They're out under the trees. They're looking up at this castle. There's plenty of things in this play where the actors actually look up, the characters look up into the sky, mm-hmm. and they talk about the stars, and they talk about the clouds and the heavens. So for this play in particular, I think it works really well. But I've never been part of an outdoor production where it didn't work. And, you know, so many people do that, even in New York.
Well, also, you know, Shakespeare was writing for more than one theatrical space. I mean, the Blackfriars was the indoor space. But originally, Shakespeare was writing for an outdoor space himself in the Globe. And we were talking about the First Folio earlier and sort of tapping into some of those original practices of Shakespeare's theater. Well, we believe that our outdoor space in Prentice Park also really taps into those original staging conditions and those original practices of really having to fill that space, shared light between the actors and the audience, direct address. The other wonderful thing about being outdoors is that it really supports and fulfills one of the main pieces of the mission for South Dakota Shakespeare Festival, which is accessibility, bringing the work out into a public space and bringing the work to as many people as possible, as opposed to people having to come to a box office and purchase a ticket that they may or may not be able to afford and sit inside a kind of private proscenium theater in the dark and privately absorb the play. This brings the work out to the public, and we're very, very interested in that.
Now, we've just got a couple of minutes left here. Hi, I want to make sure that we also get in some of the other things that are going on surrounding the production of Macbeth. Are there other things going
Absolutely.
On?
Absolutely, yes. So in addition to our full-length production of Macbeth in the Park each evening, we have a wide array of educational programming for youth and adults happening all 4 days of the festival. Details on that can be found on our website, which is sdshakespearefestival.org. But we have workshops for youth and adults in topics such as acting Shakespeare, stage combat, Shakespeare's instruments, Elizabethan dancing. We also have a very special event happening on Sunday at 3 o'clock in the park space. USD's College of Arts and Sciences is hosting a special scholars roundtable discussion about Macbeth. They're bringing in scholars from around the country and also from the UK who specialize in this play, and they'll be discussing the play Macbeth as a play, but also our particular production and some of the interpretive production choices. So that's a great event for people who have already seen the play and want to join the discussion, or maybe to come and join that discussion before seeing that play, the play Sunday evening. Also at 6 o'clock each evening, we will have pre-show music and vendors and a beer garden in the park.
All right. Well, the South Dakota Shakespeare Festival presents Macbeth Thursday through Sunday at Prentice Park in Vermilion, showtime 7 p.m. The other things going on before, again, the workshops, educational programming for all ages during the 4 days, the roundtable discussion Sunday afternoon at 3. Again, go online, sdshakespearefestival.org to get more information. Chaya, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us on Dakota Midday. And Dennis, thanks for your time as well.
Thank you, Carl.
Thank you.
Chaya Gordon-Bland is the festival's founding artistic director. She also plays Lady Macbeth, and Dennis Turney is the guest director.